When I have multiple special guests, I have them introduce themselves, so their voice goes with it.
All right. So I'm Chris Colton. I am the JCC MYFL director. I've been the director since 2016 and part of the program since 2012.
Yeah, I'm Marshall Helmers, this last year's fifth grade coach, offensive coordinator, and I have been help coaching for, this would be my sixth year.
So let's start with an overview of the program, what teams you had and what their success was.
Yep. So we had four teams this year. We had two third and fourth grade teams that were that we combined the third and fourth and split them into two teams. They had some decent success this year. I think both teams, I don't remember their exact records, but they ended on some good notes. They've improved overall all year long. Every game I got to watch them in. And then we have a fifth grade team that went to the MYFL championship weekend in the A bracket. And I'll let Marshall talk about that a little bit later. And then we have a sixth grade team. I want to say they finished out the season 3-3. And they had some really tough games towards the end, but they finished off strong with a win. So overall, it was a good season. We had 82 players total. So that is pretty good numbers for a community our size.
Always good to go out on top as well, it sounds like, yep, for some of those guys. And so fifth grade in particular, let's talk about that a little bit. What was that like? Take through the journey to the championship.
Of course, it was fun. A lot of fun. A lot of success. Those kids have worked really hard at it. We try to not always look at the record like, well, we went, 1-5 our third grade year, and we went 2-4 our fourth grade year. We try to not teach that part of it. I mean, it's as competitive as I am. It's hard to not look at it that way. But we went into the season with some goals. One of them being, let's try to get four wins this year. We checked that box. Let's try to get to the A bracket. We checked that box. We did not have a goal of getting to the championship, which we overdid our goals and made it to the championship and made it one heck of a fight. It was, overall a great year.
What are the most important lessons that you want to instill, kind of values of program, and that can for both of you?
So I guess my biggest lesson I want to instill in the kids is to love the game. I try and choose coaches very carefully that will teach them that and also teach them the skills that they will need going forward through their high school career. And that's one thing I really take very seriously is choosing coaches and making sure we get the right people with the kids that will teach them that.
Yeah, to add to Chris's point too, with playing it safe, playing football safely. If you were to ask me what's the greatest sport in the world, it'd be football. But we do a lot with teaching, tackling with your heads up. That's kind of like a nationwide program. I would think most people use it. But other than the X's and the O's of blocking to the whistle, tackling to the whistle, it's if you make a mistake, we move to the next play. We get to halftime. If we're up, we teach the kids, hey, it's 0-0. It's a new ball game. It's second half. So, and having a good attitude. And yeah, you're going to make mistakes. And we just try to teach them to, mentally just to move to the next play.
Well, the return on investment clearly seems to be paying off with the high school program as well. And so how important is that to make sure, those fundamentals and that love of the game, clearly, it's working farther up. So how much pride is taken in that?
I think there's a lot of pride in our program taken in that. And like I say, we pride ourselves on keeping kids coming back year after year. We don't generally drop numbers going through our program. And a lot of that has to do with our coaches and that the pride they take in teaching the kids a game. So I think that's really important.
Yeah, starting football in third grade, not everybody loves it, especially tackling football, but we keep it as safe as we can possible. Like I said, with the heads up of when it comes to tackling.
When it comes to the younger student athletes being involved with the older guys, that are at the home games, stuff like that, the interaction seems to be pretty powerful and something that's a lot of fun on both sides. Who do you think has more fun with that? Maybe would be a question.
I know our kids have a lot of fun doing the tunnel with the varsity players before the game. And I do see a lot of excitement from the kids that have come up through our program, seeing them. There's a lot of those players on the field right now that were in that tunnel as little guys not that long ago. So I think it's probably a 50-50 split on fun for them. And we do see some of those guys come back to like games in Lakefield when we have home games. So I know the kids enjoy seeing those guys come back.
Yeah, I would say probably 99% of the guys that are on varsity did MYFL. Yeah. So there's that connection. They've been there, done that. They can talk about it. Hey, we won a championship too. Yeah. We got to the A bracket championship and chit-chat about that and have a little fun with it.
How important is it to have that kind of foundation? I think we've talked about that quite a bit at this point of not only in football, but also in other sports. It seems like, you know, if you start earlier, you kind of get the reps and stuff like that. And obviously there's some of the risks or whatever, but, you know, it seems to clearly help out along the line.
It does. And I think the rewards definitely outweigh the risks starting early. It doesn't matter what sport you're in. And the one thing I do push is multiple sport athletes. I think, you know, if you do something in the fall, the winter, and the spring, doesn't matter what sport it is, staying active and just being out there with your friends and building that community with your friends. And it really goes a long ways once you get into the high school level.
Yeah, I would say, I mean, people ask always, you know, you think you're a big part of the, you know, JC football program and success. I mean, we're a small part, but I think we're a big part, like you said, to the basics of football. Each one of us coaches for each grade level runs our own offense. So it's not like we're, you know, starting them off with the JCC varsity offense. And it just seems like anything you can throw at these kids, it's amazing how they respond. Whether it's, hey, we're going to switch from a 5-4 defense to a 4-5 defense because we need more guys at that second level because we can't stop that running back. And it's just amazing how well they take it in and make that adjustment. And then they'll get that eye-popping moment and we'll get that eye-popping moment. Hey, it worked, you know, and then, yeah. That obviously moves on to more success. And yeah.
And whether it is in multiple sports like you were talking about, or just being involved in just something bigger than yourself, it's so important to teach you life lessons as well, which you can get through sports.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you learn how to, you know, handle yourself around people. You learn how to handle success. You learn how to handle loss. I mean, and starting that at a young age, I think definitely helps as they...
Yeah, kind of keeps that competitive edge all year round if you're doing multiple sports. We encourage it, obviously. And it's like life. I mean, life's competitive. Life can be tough. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose.
Well, thank you very much for sharing with us some of the specifics of the program this year in particular, and even beyond a little bit. Any other thoughts that you want to share? Or how could people maybe potentially get involved even for next year or keep tabs?
Yep. So I do have a Facebook page. I don't remember right offhand. We can maybe post it in your link. But on Facebook, I post a lot of stuff on Facebook. Watch for the sign-up kind of reminder and community ed book. Sign-ups for next year will be in May. I don't know which weekend yet, but it'll be in May. And then we usually start the season by August. The first week of August, we start press.
There's a lot of great information on there. Yep. on the page for sure.
I post a lot of stuff on the page and I send a lot of emails once I get your email. So.
All right. Well, thank you very much to you both for coming in. And anything else to share at all?
No, I appreciate you having us. And yeah, if anybody has any questions about, you know, the MYFL or our program, feel free to reach out to me.
That's Chris Colton, the JCC MYFL director and the fifth grade head coach and offensive coordinator Marshall Helmers joining us today. And thank you once again to you both. And thank you out there for listening.
Thank you.
Thank you.